Today is the 16th of June, 2000. No, it's the 17th of June, 2016. My name's Melissa Roth, and I am here with
Neil Vokey.
Neil Vokey, yeah. To interview here. So Neil, so where did you travel from to come to the Midas Memorial Weekend? And tell me a little bit about your laborer background.
Sure. Well, I came from Vancouver, where I've lived for about 7 years now, but I actually grew up in the Comox Valley here in Courtney. And I guess this is my fifth Miners Memorial Weekend, which I basically started attending because I started creating a documentary project on Ginger Goodwin and his legacy here in Cumberland. So that had me very well connected with the organizers of Miners Memorial Weekend and the museum in general.
Wow, so you've been going for 5 years. Have you noticed a change in those 5 years of the weekend?
Yes and no. You know, I'd say that the attendance and you know, I see a lot of familiar faces every year. So the attendance is more or less similar. But I think, you know, other than kind of the main events that are done every year, like Songs of the Workers, the Graveside Vigil, I think it has changed in the levels and types of engagement opportunities, like this year with the listening booth and the stuff that the BC Labor Heritage Center is putting on in general, is really encouraging. A couple of years ago, Miners Memorial Weekend was at the same time as the Pacific Northwest Labor History Conference, and there was a huge turnout, and a lot of people come up from the States, people who attend the conference every year, basically. And that was really special. And it was also really special because at the Graveside Vigil, some folks from the Comox First Nation came up and they played a song and they said some words, and also people from the BC Federation of Labor, who don't always come up but sometimes do, said some words. And I think it was just that was probably the most significant that I've been to, and it was really special, yeah.
Oh, wow. They said you grew up here, too. Do you remember it as a child, like, happening, or maybe, like, a periphery? What was your experience?
It's interesting, because, you know, as much as maybe from the outside, the Comox Valley is kind of, you know, it's all one place, but I think there's a big difference between growing up in Courtney and growing up in Cumberland, because Cumberland's very insular in a lot of ways, and, you know, I definitely felt like an outsider growing up. I think while I was growing up, it was before this kind of revival that's been happening. A lot of young people, families, artists have moved here. When I was growing up, it was still pretty depressed, which basically went back to when the mines closed back in the 60s, as I know now. When I was growing up, all I knew was, all right, well, I'm a sensitive, artsy young kid, and I'm going to avoid the bullies who live in Cumberland.
Oh, wow.
get told to cut my hair or something. Just people my age, you know, like just kind of rough around the edges, and those are the people I wanted to avoid at school. So I guess I would be kind of intimidated to come to Cumberland as a kid, actually.
Wow. Did you actually have a particular experience, or is that just a general feeling?
You know, I ended up going to high school with kids from Cumberland, because there's no high school in Cumberland proper, so they come to Courtney. And actually the encounters I had were with people who kind of rolled with that crowd, but they weren't actually from Cumberland. They were more or less just kind of the stereotypical rednecks.
quote unquote.
But actually, like, I would have encounters with people because Cumberland was more depressed and run down. There was more of a stigma, actually, in the rest of the valley. You know, it had the nickname Scumberland. And,
wow.
But despite all that, I know that people who are from Cumberland were really proud of their town. And that always kind of stuck out to me. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you have quite an experience, because not just growing up in this area, but then coming here for 5 years in a row, talking how much that one year when everyone came, how it means to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the connection between labor and stigmatization and a depressed area, I find very, very interesting. How do you have a particular impression about that, like the depressed area and why Cumberland does this or anything like that, being from the area?
Yeah, well, I think it's, I mean, researching for the film put a lot of those kind of childhood experiences in perspective for me. But I think also, like, coming to Miners Memorial, I came to understand a little bit more about the town in general, because I've never actually lived here in Cumberland, but you know, even there's a sort of dichotomy in Cumberland itself. There's the more conservative members of the community, and then there's the people who carry on this legacy, and not all of them live in Cumberland proper either. They're from all around the valley or the island, but they're, it's kind of like a meeting place because of the significant history here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I started learning all the nuances, and that was something, you know, that I tried to, as much as I could, touch on in the film. But I don't think you can encapsulate an entire community ever in one story, or just, I don't think there's any attempt where you can define a community.
Absolutely. I mean, we've kind of touched on this, but what do you think the legacy of the Miners Memorial Weekend is?
I think it's, I mean, one way it's about honoring the working class, the legacy of the working class struggles here. But it's also, I think the legacy is just kind of carrying the thread of activism, because there's always a contemporary component. And I think that's what a lot of other people who come appreciate as well. It's not just about the history. And I know that history can be interpreted as being a very dry topic sometimes. And, you know, I think optically maybe the name Miners Memorial Weekend, you know, if I didn't know anything about it, I'd think, okay, well, there's going to be a bunch of solemn heads around gravesite, don't really know what they're talking about, something that happened 100 years ago, whatever. But I think when you come and you get engaged, you realize that it's about the thread, because it's kind of the same struggles, right? And that's kind of the major overarching theme of the film that I made, Goodwin's Way, is that the same struggles that were being fought for in the past are still being fought for in some shape or form today.
And what do you think some of those issues are that working people are going against today? These well, threads, as it were.
Totally. Well, there's overarching the global colonial capitalism. I mean, you know, I think today, yeah, it takes the form of neoliberalism, but also colonialism still. You know, if you look at Vancouver Island, there's very direct instances where you see what happened with Dunsmuir, who owned all these coal mines on Vancouver Island, the E&N land grant that he did with the Canadian government, which privatized this whole big chunk of Vancouver Island, and that has all sorts of effects in this town, whether it's private land being developed for resource extraction projects that nobody wants, or especially First Nations, treaty issues, all because the whole west coast of Canada is basically unceded territory. There wasn't even any treaties. And so I think you see individuals and communities continuing to struggle with those. And I think ultimately the labor movement is about giving autonomy back to those individuals and communities.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those have been ongoing, and they've kind of changed shape and form, and maybe developed different names. But I think it's an overarching continuous struggle.
That's excellent. I mean, have you actually ever been in a union? And if so, have you ever held any positions?
No. Well, I was actually asking you about how you you did that, because I haven't, but I'm interested in it. And I'm a member of COPE Local 378, which is now called Move Up. I wasn't a member for about a year, and then I came back and I had a different name. I don't know why. But so I work at Capilano University as a staff member part-time. And, you know, got a great collective agreement. I feel like I'm really protected and lucky to be in a union, especially one that works in the public sector. But I do feel a sense of I guess disconnect, and even in making the film, I think it's sometimes just hard to make initial connections with unions because I don't understand the infrastructure of how it works that well. Even as a member, you know, I was trying to engage my own local about the fact that I finished this film and invite members to come watch it, but I really didn't know who the best person to contact was, which I think is a problem. But I think, you know, there is a disconnect, I think, between the rank and file and the upper echelons, and I'd like to learn more. I think, you know, that kind of falls on my shoulders, but I've been busy. But I would like to learn more, and I think I've learned a lot through making this film, and I would like to now be kind of more proactive.
The labor movement.
Within the labor movement, exactly.
That's excellent. Well, I'm sure the labor movement can use you, especially with you and your skills. Is there anything that you'd like to add that we haven't covered today?
Sure, yeah. I think I'd like to speak to just the importance of Miners Memorial Weekend and also the labor movement in general. And I think if I was to start becoming more proactive and engaged in the labor movement, I would like to be part of this gravitating towards becoming a popular movement again, and engaging more people my age, whether that's through organizing or just becoming allied with other struggles and events that are happening either in BC or around the world. And I know that that is already happening, and I know that there's, you know, maybe more so than 10, 20 years ago, there's more working against organized labor. But I would like to be part of that, and I would like to see more of it. I would like to see a more diverse labor movement, if anything, to just keep it alive and strong for the next generation, because you know, the idealist in me says that, you know, overcoming these cycles of colonial and capitalism means we wouldn't need this movement anymore. But for the foreseeable future, I'd say it's a means of one of the many means of achieving that end, and it's all about solidarity. So I'd like to be part of that.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Of course.